Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the blind, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
Well, the news over the last 24 hours that Craig Bellamy, he will be extending his stay in Melbourne, is massive for that franchise. Absolutely huge. It's devastating for the rest of the competition too, in my opinion. Now, he's re-signed for another 5 years, I think it is. Now, I think it's pretty obvious that, and I think he's kind of stated it as well, that he is going to be the coach for the next year or two, and then he will move into a general football managing role. Now, dare I say that Craig Bellamy could be more dangerous as a football manager than a coach. I think as a football manager, he's still going to have a lot of say over the way that the team plays, team selection and whatnot. I think whoever he chooses to bring in, because they've already stated that they're going to allow him to choose the guy that is his successor. So whoever he chooses, he's going to have some say over. And let's be perfectly honest here, whoever he does choose, they're going to be crazy not to really take on the advice of Craig Bellamy. The reality is, if you've got the ability to be able to put the ego aside and accept that this guy can help you, it doesn't matter how good you are, how smart you think you are, how well you know your footy, no one gives a shit. This guy can help you. There is no doubt about that whatsoever. So the next guy to walk in will be someone that is willing to accept help from Craig Bellamy. Because the reality is, whenever X person that takes the job, their time finishes at Melbourne, I mean, they're going to be considered a gun, yeah? There might be some question marks around them because they haven't done it without Craig Bellamy, for example, but they're going to be considered a gun, yeah? And they're going to get a job really well elsewhere, you know? A really good job elsewhere, sorry. Now, for me, that next guy is going to be really important, but Craig Bellamy is still going to pull the strings, yeah? And you have a look at their side right now. Now, let's say Craig Bellamy plays another 2 years, coaches for another 2 years. Then he steps down, he picks his successor, which I would assume will be one of the assistant coaches that might bring someone from elsewhere. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. You have a look at that team right now. I mean, the forward pack, it's really not going to change too much realistically. Harry Grant will probably be, you know, not at the peak of his powers. He's probably still another 6 or 7 years away from the peak of his powers realistically. But he'll be right up there with the best players in the competition. I'd be willing to bet he will be a top three player in this competition. I'm willing to guarantee you he'll be the best hooker in this competition. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. Brandon Smith, it looks more and more likely that he could potentially stay at this club. I'm not sure whether he will. You know, if they were to win this year and then win another comp in the next 2 or 3 years, I think Brandon Smith would go, you know what, 3 premierships, this is unreal. It's time for me to go and make my mark as a hooker somewhere else. And to be honest with you, to go and make a heap of fucking money, yeah, because the guy could demand huge dollars right now. In 2 or 3 years' time, it could be anything. So I think you will see Chee stay there for another couple of years, but I don't think he will finish his career at Melbourne. I think he will go elsewhere, and I think he will get paid an absolute mozza to do so. But the next guy to come in is probably going to have Chee for a year or so, which is a huge advantage. That's massive. There's already other guys coming through that system that looks to be really good nines. I've already mentioned Tyron Wishart. That's another guy that I think could be really good over the next few years. You have a look at Munster. Obviously, he's, what, 27, 28 now. In 2 years' time, he's going to be 30. We've spoken this week about the way that halves play post-30, yeah? It is a big age. It is a big moment when you turn 30 as a footballer. It's huge when you turn 27. Now, Munster, he's sort of been bunking that trend at the moment so far this year, but look, the reality is you don't really judge guys based off what they do around 1 to 25. You base them off what they do in the finals, yeah? And Munster, he's had a poor Origin series. Well, you know what? His team had a poor Origin series. I didn't think Munster was terrible, to be honest with you, in a team that got really slapped around. I'm expecting him to go really good in the finals, and I'm expecting him over the next few years to be one of the most dominant players in the competition. You've seen how much confidence Munster already has in his own ability. What he's going to do over the next few years is going to be unreal. So for me, they're going to have the most dangerous six in the game. You look at Jerome Hughes. Now, a guy that he could have left at any moment and got an absolute mozza wherever he wanted to go. He could have gone home to his club football town and played and got an absolute mozza there. Yeah, he is an absolute gun, Jerome Hughes. He's 26 years old. When Bellamy's deal runs out in 5 years' time, he's going to be 31. He's still going to have 2 or 3 years left up his sleeve. I mean, the Melbourne Storm, they can release as many guys as they want. They are still going to have this key spine for a long time that is going to take them very, very far. Ryan Pappenhausen, another guy playing fullback. What is he, 24 years old? I think he might even be younger for all I know. I mean, Pappy, he's got a whole career ahead of him. And fuck, God knows whoever is the next fullback they've got lined up, because history tells me he's going to be an absolute weapon as well. We know that Craig Bellamy gets the very best out of guys. No matter where they come from, no matter who they are, how old they are, what their assets are, he's going to get the very best out of them. Look at Nicho Hynes. Look at Scotty Drinkwater. Already some of the highest paid players at their club coming straight out of this Melbourne Storm system, all in the shadow of Billy Slater still. Unbelievable. Have a look at that forward pack. Obviously, you got like guys like Tui Kamikamiki coming up. I think Aaron Penne is one they'll be really disappointed to lose. But then you also think about when they go to the market. I mean, every other team has to offer really quality players, you know, 600, 700, 800. Melbourne saying, hey, we'll give you 500. And you know what? There's probably a 50% chance you lift a trophy this year. You let us know if you want to be a part of what we're cooking down here. Yeah, teams like they are going to get so much value out of so many players over the next few years. And once Craig Bellamy does hang up the coaching boots, I think he'll hang them up as one of the greatest coaches of all time, if not the greatest coach of all time, to be perfectly honest with you. I think that when you look at his career, the one thing that he hasn't achieved is the back-to-back premiership. If he does that this year, which, you know, I've tipped him to do since the start of the year, I mean, put the glasses down. There's nothing that Craig Bellamy hasn't achieved. That's the one thing that stands in his way, in my opinion, of being the greatest ever. You've obviously got guys like Wayne Bennett that have done it for a huge amount of time. You know, they've been unbelievable. But I think the success that he has had in a short period of time, and also, I mean, when has Melbourne ever been bad? When have you ever thought Craig Bellamy, oh, he might be in trouble here? The team fucking cheated and weren't getting points for 18 months. Did you ever think Craig Bellamy was going to lose his gig? I know I didn't. He was back winning a premiership within 2 years' time. There was 13, 14, 15 where they didn't win a premiership in that time, and you think, geez, that's a long drought for Melbourne not to win a premiership, not to feature in a grand final. That's how good these guys are. They don't feature in a grand final for 3 years, and you notice it. It's unbelievable. And now to see Smith retire, Cronk retire, Slater retire, and I'm sorry, they might have got better. You know, I sort of said this last year when Smith retires, that I have no doubt they're going to improve. They will find a way to improve, and I thought that would be off the back of Harry Grant. Poor bastard hasn't even played football this year, and they're still improving. Craig Bellamy is an absolute genius, and I think this is what separates him from a lot of coaches, is the fact that not only does he get the best out of his players, he can get the best out of anyone. Anyone. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Throw a dart out the window and hit someone with the right attitude, and Craig Bellamy will get the very best out of him. This is what he's done for so long. And you think about it, in 2 years' time when he's not coaching anymore and he's the general manager, obviously he's going to have a heap of say still. Yeah, no doubt about it. As I said, that coach will be crazy not to listen to every single bit of advice that Craig Bellamy gives him. But this will also open up Craig Bellamy to be the key recruitment guy. And I have no doubt right now he probably is the key guy, but can you imagine when he's got more spare time on his hands, when he's actually able to go and meet guys properly? I mean, it is going to be unreal. It is just going to be batshit crazy, the sort of guys that Craig Bellamy is going to be able to get. He will be having a look through every New South Wales Cup, every Queensland Cup team, just to see a couple of wingers that are quick and that haven't had an opportunity yet. He'll identify them in an instant, just to see tough, compromising forwards that are playing reserve grade that the first grade crowd probably isn't looking at. And he'll look at them and say, yep, he works hard. He doesn't give up on his mates. He's tough as nails. I'll make him an Origin player in 2 years' time. And he'll get those guys to the clubs and they'll be successful. Another one that flew under the radar this week is young Garlick that he signed from the Canterbury Bulldogs. Obviously, great pedigree, son of Sean Garlick. A really great player. He's another one that I have no doubt he's going to be really successful down there. Who was Felice Kaufusi 5 or 6 years ago? Who was Kenny Bromwich? I'm pretty sure they signed Kenny Bromwich because they wanted Jesse Bromwich and they wanted him to have a friend there with him. He's turned into an international and one of the most underrated guys in this competition. Look at all Eisenhuth that's down there. He made his debut for Penrith about 7 years ago. Complete rugby league wilderness, comes into the Melbourne Storm, and He jumps into this system, and all of a sudden, he's a gun second row. He's also a gun centre as well. He can handle every single team in this competition playing both positions. He hasn't played first grade in 7 years. It's unbelievable. It is crazy. You look at Branko Lee, a guy that we had on the podcast. I've been a huge fan of him for his entire career, just waiting for him to land in the right spot. The moment he signed with Melbourne, I said to my mates, fuck, it's over. This is it. He's going to be successful. Wins a premiership. Play State of Origin. I mean, if I would have said to you 2 years ago when Branko Lee was knocking around in Titans reserve grade on the bench as well, and I said, hey, he's going to play State of Origin 2 years, you would have laughed at me. You would have said, not a fucking hope in hell. And it would have been hard to argue with you. This is the Craig Bellamy effect. This is what he's going to do for the next few years. Said it at some point last year as well that, yeah, they've just come out of 15 years of dominance. You're looking at another 10 years here. You really are. You're looking at another 10 years of dominance. You can see the trend in rugby league right now. If guys will take less money to be successful, guys will keep on going to Melbourne. The next young guns will want to play with Pappenhausen, with Harry Grant, with Cameron Smith, with Cameron Munster, with Jerome Hughes, these sort of guys. This trend in rugby league with the Melbourne Storm, it's not changing anytime soon. So brace yourself. You're in for another 10 years here. And yeah, Craig Bellamy, I would say right now, if he's going to spend another 5 or 6 years down there with this current group, I mean, I'm not sure if I see him ever leaving there. I'm not sure if I do. I have no... Like, he said in his thing the other day when he was talking to his players that the thing that made him stay was that it was too hard to leave.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I mean, that is the ultimate compliment to the group of players he's got there at the moment. Like, you have a look at those players. They've got younger and younger. Bellamy's got older and older. The conditions have got tougher and tougher with COVID and everything going on. The game's got faster. The game's moved further and further away from the game that Craig Bellamy played and loved when he was growing up and that he's coached the last 15 years, and he loves it more than ever. And you can already see, you know, I've been talking about this all year. Oh, there's blowouts, there's this, the game's shit, the rules are crap. The rules aren't crap, the rules are great. Just the good teams and the good coaches know how to handle them, and the other peanuts at the bottom of the ladder don't know how to handle it. And Craig Bellamy has shown once again that he knows how to handle it. He knows how to deal with the situation. Yeah, he's got a good team, I get it. Look at the injuries he's had this year, and they are still cruising. Absolutely cruising. You look at what we're saying about the Penrith Panthers now. Oh, yeah, but they're missing players. They'll be okay. Like, they'll come back. They'll be better. Mate, Melbourne's been missing key players throughout the entire season. They're also coming off Cameron Smith leaving the building. That would be the equivalent of... Actually, you know what? That's not even fair. The closest equivalent to that for the Penrith Panthers would be Nathan Cleary leaving. That's not even fair, though. And look at how the Penrith Panthers have handled themselves without Nathan Cleary the last few weeks. Look at how the Melbourne Storms handled themselves without the best hooker of all time and potentially the best player of all time, without a doubt the best captain of all time, Cameron Smith. What, are they going for 15 in a row this week? Is it 16? Oh, I've lost count of how many in a row it is. About $2.20 at the moment to win the premiership. I'm telling you right now, that might be overs. This team isn't going to lose this premiership. It is going to take an injury run from hell, from absolute hell, for this team not to win the premiership this year. They are on fire. Craig Bellamy has absolutely nailed it, and the Melbourne Storm keeping him here over the next few years is one of the biggest plays in the franchise history. They brought Slater there, they brought Cronk there, they brought Smith there, you got Munsters, you got Pappies, you got these all-time greats. Mate, tell me Craig Bellamy isn't the most important fixture that's been in Melbourne ever. Ever. I mean, it is unbelievable what he has achieved. You had Chris Anderson that really set the standards early with the 99 premiership, but from when Craig Bellamy took over, what was that, 2003 onwards? I mean, it has just been unbelievable. And he didn't arrive there in 2003 with already, you know, these Cronk, Smith and Slaters already in the system ready for first grade. He brought them through. He taught them everything they knew. Every single thing they knew, it has been unbelievable what Craig Bellamy has achieved, and I have no doubt whatsoever the Melbourne Storm, they are going to keep on kicking over the next few years. I put on my Instagram the other day, is there any chance they miss the top four over the next 5 years? Nearly every single comment said, nah, no way, they're not going to miss it. Culture is king. Culture is king in rugby league, and Craig Bellamy, right now, he is the king of culture in rugby league. There is no doubt about it.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.